Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country. Read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter he said flee and get out of her around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah. And let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
rumors and rumors of wars. You're hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46, end of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon, for the spoiler shall come unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away, stand not still. Remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that coming to Babylon, go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God higher afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. That looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. They're like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven image.
You're going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his own program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. Well, there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Peaceful Wednesday. Bless you all and thank you for tuning in to a special broadcast of Coming Out of Babylon, not on Friday night, but on Wednesday night. Very rare that we're here on a Wednesday. Typically, I would say 99.9% of the time, it's always on a Friday night, but because of scheduling, the elders had to shuffle some things around. So for those that were looking for a broadcast tonight on A Gathering 144, that has been moved to tomorrow night. All right, on same place, A Gathering 144 for the elders there. All right, but I will be filling in tonight for the Wednesday live stream Coming Out of Babylon here on Wednesday night. It is 7:20 p.m. Central Standard Time, April 12th, 2023, streaming live from the belly of the beast, the heart of Babylon. And Coming Out of Babylon, right? Coming Out of Babylon, our broadcast name, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Lamar Karab. I pray you brothers and sisters out there this evening are doing well and that you aren't too disappointed tonight that the typical Wednesday broadcast is not happening, but hopefully I'll be able to give you something in substitution of the elders that typically are broadcasting on Wednesdays. All right, let me go ahead and get tonight's title, the topic for the stream tonight. Okay, the content we'll be going into, the title for it will be The Rise of the Mark of the Beast Digital Global Currency System. The Rise of the Mark of the Beast Digital Global Currency System. And for those out there that maybe don't understand what this all means, we're going to go into the information tonight. And it will pretty much pick up from where we left off for those who tuned in to our last Coming Out of Babylon broadcast a couple weeks ago. It's going to pick up on some of the things we've already spoke about. All right. Typically, I use Wednesdays and Thursdays as my main days of preparation for Friday, getting ready to do the stream. A lot of, you know, time goes into trying to determine what exactly is the flavor of the week or the day or the past couple of weeks and what the big buzz is when it comes to news, current events, and Bible prophecy. I was informed yesterday filling in for today, so I didn't get my normal time of prep. So if you all could just bear with me as I work through the information, I wanted to make sure that I at least put something together with the time that I had that, you know, isn't the typical time, but I at least had something to come and be before you brothers and sisters versus saying, well, you know what, I'm a little out of pocket, not going to be able to broadcast this week based upon the scheduling of how things have been shuffled around. So I took this opportunity to make sure to, put some material together that I felt could be here, and also some things that we could actually broadcast from YouTube as well, because you may have those who are coming to YouTube looking for the Wednesday stream for the Gathering of Christ Church, and maybe a little bit easier for them to find us here on GOCC Southwest versus we're typically on Twitch, all right, twitch.tv. So go ahead and let everyone know where we're going to be tonight for the Gathering of Christ Church. We are going to be here on GOCC Southwest on YouTube. GOCC Southwest on YouTube is where we'll be tonight. And you also have the Blog Talk Radio. We are multicasting. So if you would like to call in, you have a question, you have something you would like to say, go ahead and give us a call. Let me go ahead and pull up the guest call-in number here. All right, the guest call-in number is 515-605-9327, 515-605-9327. You have a question, a comment, anything you would like to say, press 1. That'll put you in the queue, and I will check the calls periodically to see who's in the queue who would like to speak. And so those are the different ways that you can listen into the broadcast for tonight. All right, make sure you subscribe for those out there who may not be subscribed. If you are interested in keeping up to speed, up to date with this particular ministry, when it comes to Friday night Sabbath coming out of Babylon for the Gathering of Christ Church, and the times like now where we may come on a different day. And if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, then you'll get the update. You'll get the notification. At least you should, if the algorithms aren't, messing around with different notifications for you, then you should be notified, letting you know that, we are on or we will be on. All right, so very, very important to be subscribed. Also, we have, again, our main YouTube channel for the Gathering of Christ Church, A Gathering 144. Also, the backup YouTube channel, GOCCNYC, where we typically have our Wednesday Sabbath broadcast. All right. We also have the Hebrew and Bible Academy for those out there who may be wanting to find out more about it or get enrolled. HistoryTimes.org for the Hebrew and Bible Academy. If you would like to also visit the church website, it's gatheringofchrist.org, where you find all things in regards to the Gathering of Christ Church, everything from the Hebrew calendar to the GOCC network. Also, you should be able to get to the Hebrew Academy from the gatheringofchrist.org website also. Okay, and that is pretty much it for the announcements tonight. And like I said, we probably won't be here, typically for those who listen to us on Friday nights, we'll usually go probably 5 hours, starting around 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and going until midnight. Okay, but not tonight. No, not going that long tonight. Probably, 2 hours, 3 hours at the most with the information is kind of gauging. But, who knows? Sometimes I'll say that and then we go way longer. But I made sure to condense the information for tonight as well as make sure that it was platform acceptable or platform worthy, being that there are certain things that you can only speak about on this platform, right? So some of the things that I may would like to have discussed just has to be shelved for another time, and not tonight. Okay. And so let me get the broadcast title one more again. Tonight's title for our live stream is The Rise of the Mark of the Beast, Digital Global Currency. The Rise of the Mark of the Beast, Digital Global Currency System. And for those that follow along with us on Friday nights, the last Coming Out of Babylon stream that we had was titled From UN Agenda 21 to Agenda 2030. Okay. And in this broadcast, we spoke about what we're going to talk about tonight. We did touch on it. All right, we did touch on it, as well as touching on other things as well within this broadcast. So this particular broadcast is on our Odyssey backup channel. GOCC Southwest on Odyssey.com is where you can find this, where you can find all of our archived broadcasts, as well as this particular last live stream that we did, where we spoke about a little bit about the topic of tonight, what's going on with our economy as far as America, as well as global. We also spoke about the Wildlands Project. How does this all connect? How does it connect with, buying and spending, selling and basically preventing or limiting people's access to any type of land outside of the city or the constructs that they would have us being able to habitat in, whether it be a smart city or a 15-minute city, whatever you want to call it. Okay, but how does all of that tie into our stream for tonight? We're going to go into it. We're going to talk about it. The rise of the Mark of the Beast digital global currency system. And so for many of you, you are aware that the last time we broadcasted, we spoke about the situation happening right now with the banks, right? We were talking about you had several banks that were collapsing. I believe it was six at the time, six banks that were in collapse, right? And so we're just going to pick up with that where we left off. Okay, I'm going to pick up with that and kind of go a little bit more into detail and just reemphasize what's happening right now in the economy. Also, in recent broadcasts, we've had our broadcasts. You're going to see it here on your screen. 2023, the year of the perma crisis, and before that, we had 2023, the year of the poly crisis. How now we have all these different crises happening this year when you had the World Economic Forum come out and tell us that this is going to be the year that you're going to see many, many crises, okay? And, you know, here in you know, beginning of the year, in recent months, we've had trains derailing. We've had buildings exploding. Right, and you know all these things are happening that are very toxic to our environment. You know, land, air, water, our food supply chain, which was already delicate, being you know it's toxic now, right? Which would lead to and cause a famine. On top of that, you also have what happened at the heels of the pandemic, to where everybody went out and majority of people participated in a procedure. Then now you have to ask yourself the question, what is that now doing in conjunction with the all the other you know chemical disasters that are happening right now in our environment, and now with all those things that have been happening in the past months and years, we are now looking dead in the eyes a serious financial crisis, and not just here in America. We're going to show also how this extends well beyond the borders of Babylon. All right, this crisis is global. All right, this crisis is now global, and so now we have crises on top of crises, okay? One catastrophic event on top of another catastrophic event to where now it seems like we're in a permanent state of crisis, right? Where every day you look up and it's, okay, what's happened now? And when we talk about money, all right, money makes the world go round, right? We all need money. You got to pay bills, right? Got to buy groceries. Got to buy clothes. You know, hey, put fuel in our cars, our vehicles, all those things. But what happens now if now the money is an issue when it comes to spending, buying and selling? Because, hey, your bank just had a collapse. You went to the bank to pull money out and they didn't have the money because there were bank runs, right? What happens now when your currency's value has been depreciated to where now the same thing that you would use that have went out before and been able to buy a whole week's worth of groceries, you may only be able to buy groceries for a day with that same amount of spending. Okay, so it just all connects and intertwines when we're talking about a famine, a shortage, all right? Not a surplus, but a negative, okay? A negative in spending. So let me go ahead over here to our first article. Let me pull it up here. This comes off of Zero Hedge. And the title is, While Everyone's Distracted, the Dollar is Dying. April 6, 2023. The circus surrounding the arrest of former President Donald Trump may have been a perfectly well-timed distraction. Not only are our banks still in a state of collapse despite a brief government-funded reprieve, not only is the advent CBDCs looming over us, the world is rapidly dumping the dollar, and that's a next-level economic disaster. So here you have on your screen an image of the dollar in the shape of a tombstone. Is the dollar dying is the first question, and or is the dollar already dead? And if so, what does that mean for not only people in America, but especially people in America, but the whole world, being that the dollar is the world reserve currency? If the dollar is being spent globally and it is the standard of spending, and now it is being bypass for other forms of trading currency. What does that mean for the global economy? What does that mean financially for American people, American citizens? Right? And what will this lead to? What countries are dumping the dollar? So it opened up talking about President Trump, right? As soon as Donald Trump, who's a money man himself, right, who's being indicted over money-related matters, at the same time all that's happening, which is the first time in the history of the United States that a former president has been indicted, the money is collapsing. You think that's a coincidence that all this is so connected at the same time, or they have you focusing in on what's going on with Donald Trump? This is happening, and people may not be paying attention to what's happening with the economy. All right. Not that what's happening with Donald Trump doesn't have other things of ramification. Okay, but it's a circus. It's a political circus, and you have to be able to see clearly through the agenda of what's really happening versus what the narrative is of what we're being told is happening. Okay, we talked about the WEF earlier, the World Economic Forum. One of the books that the founder, Klaus Schwab, wrote was The Great Narrative. Before The Great Narrative, he talked about and wrote the book The Great Reset. So when you understand these particular dynamics of these individuals and what they're writing, they're pretty much playing out as a, almost on par as a script to what they're saying. They project and foresee happening in the future. It's happening like a Hollywood script, right in line with what they said would happen in their books. Okay. But let's take a look at the countries that are dumping the dollar. Russia, China, Iran, Brazil, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, UAE, and India. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. This is what you would call the BRICS nations. Brazil, Russia, Iran, China, Saudi Arabia, BRICS, the BRICS. And these nations are some of the most resource-rich countries, primarily when you talk about oil, meaning that oil is also probably the biggest energy driving force in the world right now. Okay. And so now so much to say about that. We talk about how the petrodollar, the world reserve currency, the dollar, is what's been used to be traded when it comes to trading oil. Well, what happens when these countries who have all the resources, they have all the oil, what happens when they now say, you know what, we're not going to trade anymore our oil in dollars. We're going to trade in our own currency. What does that mean for the dollar? Okay. And you have other countries here that are joining the BRICS that are resource rich, Argentina. I believe the I in BRICS is for India. So Iran is a new joiner in this. So you have new countries joining in and ditching America. And you have several videos here. And you can check these videos out on your own. I have some videos here tonight we're going to go through and view. But these particular ones on this particular link, we're not going to check out. Let me just kind of close out this article here. It says, what happens if we lose reserve currency status? Former Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs for the U.S. Department of the Treasury, Monica Crowley, says that if the dollar loses its status, we would rapidly face catastrophic consequences and the implosion of our economic system. See that? This is the former Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs for the U.S. Department of the Treasury. This is the department that handles the money in America. She's telling you, if this happens, what is it going to lead to? An implosion of the economic system. If oil begins to be traded in units other than the petrodollar, we must face an almost immediate crisis. According to Crowley, if that were to end, that would mean the end of the U.S. dollar. Right. So imagine you're an American citizen. You get paid in U.S. dollars, right? What happens now when they tell you that your money is just paper? It has no more value. You can't use it unless, well, guess what? We've created a new system, right? We created a new system, and unless you convert and transfer over to that new system, you're not going to be able to buy or sell. Sounds kind of convenient if you understand a lot of the things working in the background here, right? We talk about the World Economic Forum and what they've said and what they're looking to capitalize upon. It sounds very convenient to fall in their laps, as being that they have been proclaiming all the solutions for when the day comes that this happens. They already have all the solutions mapped out, kind of like they had in 2020. They mapped out the solution for that catastrophic event that they sold us on, right? And here we are with the next one looming. So it says here, emphasizing that the U.S. dollar having the world's reserve currency status has been a real privilege, she expressed. We've abused the privilege by wholly reckless monetary and fiscal policy for so many years, certainly over the last couple of years, which has really devalued the dollar. Crowley continued, on top of that, now you do have this perfect storm of Biden's weakness. Again, more convenience. Perfect storm. Biden's weakness, his war on American domestic energy production. So at the same time that the petrodollar is looking to collapse, there is a war on oil. There's a war on these particular fossil fuel energies like coal that have been a staple and at the center and foundation of society energy consumption. All right, so I want people to really look at how much is working here, how much is connected here. There's a war on carbon for going green or going clean, net zero. At the same time, the petrodollar, which is the money reserve for oil, is in jeopardy of collapsing. At the same time, who is it that Donald Trump has charges against him? What is the actual prosecutor's name? Stormy Daniels, right? Stormy Daniels is the person who so-called having these charges, money related. It's all dealing with money. At the same time, against Trump. It says here, his war on American domestic energy production, not only that, the Ukraine war, throw that in there too. Because of all these things, we've got America's enemies led by China forming a new economic bloc. Right? So now it's, China is the big bad boogeyman here. When I thought America passed anti-Asian hate laws, isn't that anti-Asian hate speech to now say these type of things about China? I mean, maybe I don't understand the law interpretation, but, I'm just asking the question, okay? That sounds a little anti-China there with that type of language, okay? I can only imagine if we spoke like that, what would happen to us, right, here in our ability to try to exercise free speech. It says here, if that were to happen, there would be a complete implosion of the global economic system, but certainly the American economic system. And if that were to happen, you'd be looking at sky-high inflation just raging. Weimar Republic kind of inflation. If you think inflation is bad right now, just wait. But more importantly, we would lose our economic dominance and we would lose our superpower status. She noted. Now, all of this is written and spoken of in the Bible. We're going to go into the scriptures at the end of this to go into, okay, does the Bible speak about what's happening right now? And what does the Bible have to say about it? It says here, all these things mentioned in these videos have occurred over the past 2 weeks while everyone was justifiably outraged or gleeful about the indictment of Trump. Last month, we watched the banking system teetering on the brink of disaster. It's not going to take more than a hard sneeze to send the entire thing crashing down. Okay. So you will get this article. The references after we broadcast will be in the description box here, and where you can look at the videos, go over the information yourself. All right. And so let's go to our next article here. So what then is going to, if you say, okay, well, if the dollar is being bypassed, what is it being bypassed for? Well, here we have on RT News, it says yuan or the yuan displacing dollar on Moscow exchange. So speaking of China, which the Bible also speaks about China, 2 Corinthians 15, the Chinese currency now has the largest share by volume in Forex trading. the share of the Chinese yuan on the Moscow exchange hit an all-time high in March. The Bank of Russia reported in a monthly financial market overview published on Monday. The yuan accounted for 39% of the total volume of trading in major currencies, up from 37% in February, according to the CBR. Meanwhile, the dollar share dropped to 34% from 36% in the prior month. To compare, the greenback share a year ago was 87.6%, while the yuan was just 0.32%. So a year ago, the dollar was at almost 88%. And now it's dropped to 34 in a year on the Moscow exchange in Russia. Now, understand the political climate, because you have, within the past year, a what they would call war with Russia and Ukraine that America has, from the beginning, said that they have been in support of Ukraine, sending money, sending military aid, billions and billions of dollars, which really this quote-unquote conflict started way back during Obama's administration in 2014. So they would make you think that this just started, but they made sure to start it way back then, things rolling for now, right? So at the same time, you had America last year put sanctions on Russia because of this war, and that was supposed to be the means of crippling Russia with their quote-unquote invasion of Ukraine. Well, since that time of putting sanctions on Russia, the dollar has dropped 50% in total volume of trading on the Moscow exchange. So it doesn't sound like those sanctions worked. It sounds like those sanctions actually did opposite of what they were supposed to do. Right? And I don't think anybody's really understanding and recognizing this. And if they do see that, they don't maybe quite understand the why. Why would you economically suicide yourself? At the same time this is happening, right? You have an attack on fossil fuels to go green, clean energy. You have other things working in the background that are about to come in at the same time this is happening. So we have to be able to connect the dots to see all these things moving and happening that just conveniently are working together for a disaster. Okay, all this is leading to is a disaster. Sanctions on Russia leading to disaster. All right. And there's probably some more here, but we're not going to go into it. You will have this article. I just wanted to hit that point there real quick. And so speaking of now that this is happening, what is the solution? Well, coincidentally, right, and I'm going to say that just like that, coincidentally, at the same time this is all happening, the Federal Reserve is rolling out and has started its beta launch program for phase one of its FedNow service, which will officially launch in July. Okay, and I want to play this video real quick, and then we're going to talk about this FedNow and what is this? What is this FedNow? We spoke about it last coming out of Babylon. We're going to talk about it some more. All right. Just coincidentally, conveniently, all this is happening. This is taking place. Let's check this out. Fair use. Fair use. you had at one point the U.S. dollar was backed by gold, right? Under President Roosevelt, right? Franklin D. Roosevelt, at this time, the gold was the standard that the dollar was based upon. Then you had Richard Nixon come along, another president of the United States. He suspended that and took the dollar off the gold standard and put it in the hands of the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned entity that really pretty much nobody knows much about as far as where it came from, you know, who's the originator. Okay. Who's the owner? None of these things. So now, fast forward 2022, and you had the chairman of the Federal Reserve speak out on the next step towards the currency system that will now take effect. You went from the dollar being backed by gold, right, under Roosevelt, leading up to, this is the 30s? Then the 70s, it was taken off the gold standard by Nixon, excuse me. And now, the Federal Reserve, it was put into the hands of the Federal Reserve in the 70s, and now the Federal Reserve in 2022 made a proclamation that in 2023, the dollar is going digital with a new service called FedNow. And we're going to talk about this FedNow. Now, there's more here to this video, but I just wanted to come here so we could segue into FedNow service, okay? This is the FederalReserve.gov website. Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, the Central Bank of the United States, provides the nation with a safe, flexible, and stable monetary and financial system. Okay, so at the time, Franklin D. Roosevelt, he was looking to, outlaw or make illegal the possession of gold in regards to paper money. But at the time, it was still backed. The dollar was still backed by gold. Okay. That led a process up to the 70s where Nixon then took it off the gold standard, put it into the hands of this entity right here, Federal Reserve. And now, no pun intended, FedNow service has arrived. What is FedNow? Well, you heard it in the video we just watched, but we're going to read it as well. It says the FedNow service will be available to depository institutions in the United States and will enable individuals and businesses to send instant payments through their depository institution accounts. The service is intended to be a flexible, neutral platform that supports a broad variety of instant payments at the most fundamental level. The service will provide interbank clearing and settlement that enables funds to be transferred from the account of a sender to the account of a receiver in near real time and at any time, any day of the year. Depository institutions and their service providers will be able to build on this fundamental capability to offer value-added services to their customers. So in a nutshell, what this does, currency in a more digital form to where it can be sent instantly, similar to what you would have with like your PayPal or your Cash App and these forms of digital sending of money, sending and receiving of money, which we're going to talk more about that later. So somebody may hear that and say, well, this is a good thing. Well, on the surface, it would appear to be good until you go deeper and you get below the surface and look at the fine print. It says here, the FedNow service will be designated or designed to maintain uninterrupted 24/7 365 processing with security features to support payment integrity and data security. The service will have a 24-hour business day each day of the week, including weekends and holidays. End-of-day balances will be reported on Federal Reserve accounting records for each participating depository institution on each FedNow service business day. Access to intraday credit will be provided to participants in the FedNow service during its business day under the same terms and conditions as the other Federal Reserve services. So your banks have what you would call hours of operation, days of the week like Sundays where nothing is happening on those days at your bank. Bank holidays to where it's a national holiday and the banks are closed. Well, guess what? FedNow is going to bypass all of that. Okay, so look at how they're introducing it to people. Right, in this manner, who would not have open arms and be ready for this new system? Okay, only those who don't understand Bible prophecy and those that don't go below the surface. For those that don't go below the surface, you'll fall for the okey-doke in this. The target release date for this service is May to July 2023. As development of the FedNow service progresses, additional details will be available through established Reserve Bank channels, including more specific timing and implementation information for depository institutions. All right, sounds like a dream. Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., son of Bobby Kennedy, brother of John F. Kennedy, who both were assassinated, he's not so much sold on this FedNow new system coming out by the Federal Reserve. It says here, this is a tweet by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The Fed just announced it will introduce its FedNow Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC, in July. CBDCs grease the slippery slope to financial slavery and political tyranny. While cash transactions are anonymous, a CBDC will allow the government to surveil all our private financial affairs, right? Because now, going through the system that's set up, everything now can be tracked because it's all digital. No more money being hard physical money in your hands when you're actually exchanging it to whomever for a product or a service. No more of that, because now this new form of monetary exchange will now usurp that old system. Now all this is happening, and it was said to happen by the Fed themselves in 2022. They said it would happen in 2023. At the same time that they projected that it would happen in 2023, you have a conveniently economic crisis happening. Just conveniently. So what just forward thinking can we conclude is going on here? When these two things are coinciding one with the other, running parallel one with the other. A economic financial crises coupled with a new rollout of a digital federal based monetary system. Sounds to me like one is about to disappear and the other is about to take its place. And I said this before on past broadcasts. In order to create a new world order, you must first destroy or get rid of the old world order. Right? It says here, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the central bank will have the power to enforce dollar limits on our transactions, restricting where you can send money, where you can spend it, and when money expires. See, all these things people aren't discussing or talking about. You're not looking at, okay, what power does this now give the Federal Reserve to now switch our monetary system to this new digital one? What power does it give them? Not what they say they will and won't do, right? We've seen over many, many centuries when certain people or entities get power, what they do versus what they said they would do. And we must look at it through that lens and not the lens of what they're telling us or selling us that they're going to do. It says here, a CBDC tied to a digital ID and social credit score will allow the government to freeze your assets or limit your spending to approve vendors if you fail to comply with arbitrary dictates. For example, when it comes to taking shots, medical procedure mandates. So to make matters worse with this new system, you have the rollout of other digital systems. Digital ID at the same time is something that they've been talking about rolling out. Vaccine passports, okay? Social credit score systems. See, so it wouldn't be as problematic if you didn't have these other things running in conjunction behind the scenes that would perfectly mesh with this buying and selling system, this digital, which they now have the ability to control because you've given up your physical money. You're giving up the ability to physically be able to buy or sell with, not that paper money was good, but it was one step to this system we're looking at now. They had to move away from things that had real tangible value like gold, precious metals, resources, and move you into a paper currency system so they could then hop from that system to now a digital system. But at least with the paper system, and if you had the paper, you could at least say, it's my money, it's in my hand, and I can go and spend it with whoever I please. Well, no, not that. That now is being taken away with a system such as this, right? And so much more. It says here, the Fed will initially limit its CBDC to interbank transactions, because that's how they're rolling it out. Oh, this is just interbank. But we should not be blind to the oblivious danger that is this is the first step in banning and seizing Bitcoin as the Treasury did with gold 90 years ago today in 1933. So now he's going back to Franklin Roosevelt when he made that move, when the dollar was backed by gold, to now start to look to confiscate gold as a means of backing up the dollar. So it's in segments and how they do it. They don't do it all at once. okay? They'll do it at this moment, and it'll take a little step. Let some decades pass by, let you go to sleep, and then take another step. Let some decades pass by, and now they're at this step, which is just the next big step, getting closer to their end game, the end goal in all this. Now, speaking of Bitcoin, does anyone recognize the reason for the explosion of cryptocurrency when the lockdown happened a few years ago? Not that it wasn't around before that, but you notice how once the lockdown happened, you had all these people going crazy over crypto. You had, you know, entertainers, you know, high profile people coming out, sponsoring different cryptos. Any of y'all notice that? And now you got everyone talking about Bitcoin and crypto and all that. So another system that they were running in conjunction, priming, beta testing the public, getting them ready, conditioned for when the switch happens. You're already doing it. You're just doing it with Bitcoin. All they have to do now is take away the Bitcoin and say, now, in order for your Bitcoin to have value, you now must switch over to our CBDC system. Yeah, your Bitcoin will work, but it has to be transferred over in order for it to work. And it's going to be converted. And after that, it'll no longer be Bitcoin. They just needed you to get conditioned and used to the digital spending and the digital concepts, right? Because it's not tangible. Anybody realizes and understands that if it's not tangible, it's not real when it comes to resources, okay? Paper money is not real. At any moment, then they tell you that it doesn't have value. It's not real. It's just paper. But how many people have put so much in paper money? How many people are, you know, throwing stacks around and making it rain and dollar, all these different songs and the culture and the fashion when it really has no value? It's just monopoly money and coupons that they're letting you spend for now until they're ready to get rid of that and move you to the next higher level of this. You know, you don't hear people talking about, yeah, I got this amount of gold or this amount of silver or this amount of property. There's people running around with stacks as if that has, you know, any real true intrinsic value, especially where we're headed. It says here, watch as governments, which never let a good crisis go to waste, use... What happened? I'm not going to say this word during the pandemic, right? The virus and the banking crisis to usher in a new wave of CBDCs as a safe haven from germ-laden paper currencies as a protection against bank runs. So whatever they can use to convince you as a means of why we must go digital, the same way whatever they must use to convince you we must go green, we must go away from fossil fuels. All of this leads to an end game. And it's so easy to get caught up in it if you cannot identify the devil in the details. This is the importance of understanding the Bible. If you don't understand the Bible, if you don't understand prophecy, and you're out here in this world, you're going to get caught up in these scenarios. Okay, the Bible allows us to see clear. The Holy Spirit allows us to discern, gives us wisdom. So we see certain things, right? I know, you know, you have what they call your spidey sense, which is the Holy Spirit, right? I'm just using that as an analogy. When it starts tingling, you know something's not right. Something's up here. Something don't feel right. In my conscience, in my gut, that's the Holy Spirit warning you. And if you're not connected to the Holy Spirit, you'll never have that sense. You'll never have that siren or alarm go off. We'll just be in the herd, in the crowd, wandering with the rest of the zombies. Okay? But wanted to make sure that we are starting to identify what this next step means and just more confirmation that the Bible is undefeated for those naysayers that would like to speak against the Bible. Right? Without the Bible, you won't understand anything of what's going on right now. You'll be out here in this world thinking you got it going on, you got stacks and stacks, bands and bands, and thinking you're doing something, and you don't realize that tomorrow that money may not have any value. And you must now turn it in, that paper, if you want to continue to spend in this system where this society is going and headed with all these different variables happening that's collapsing this old world order because they called it the new normal. They stressed to us over and over again, this is the new normal, which is AKA translated into the new world order. This is the new world order now. That old world order, that old normal, that's gone. We're going into the new world order now, the new normal. All right? So, we have a video. This video is titled, How the Banks Work and Why They Are Collapsing. Check it out. Remember this man, Muammar Gaddafi, who was said to have got with the African leaders before he was taken out and told all the African leaders, let us ditch the dollar and we'll go off the gold standard and use gold as a backing of currency. Fast forward, Gaddafi, no longer here. He's taken out through war, trying to go off the dollar and onto the gold standard. It was designed to collapse. So the U.S. monetary system was one big Ponzi scheme, a bomb, a time bomb, ticking time bomb, that at one point it was going to explode and collapse. This is all by design. So what we're seeing happening right now is not coincidence. It's manufactured. And then we reset. And guess what? When we reset, they already have the system in place that they're talking about rolling out now to take the place of the old system. And this now, we understand the Great Reset. Many others will comply. We've seen this before. We've seen this movie before. Well, when they announce the disaster and catastrophe, you have those who are going to comply, lockstep. No questions asked, right? All right, so just a little bit of insight to how banks work and why they are collapsing. It was one big lie, this whole system, this whole monetary, economic platform. You know, and really this whole reality is a lie. All right, the devil cometh down to deceive the whole world. He set up a fictitious reality, right, where everything is lies on top of lies. Now, at the same time that you have the federal government launching its Fed now. We talked about this last broadcast. It comes off K4.com. DeSantis goes after digital currency in an attempt to ban federal efforts. Governor Ron DeSantis is urging Florida lawmakers to pass a bill that would ban a federal digital currency in his state, calling it an attempt to push woke ideology, the Orlando Sentinel reported. During the news conference on Monday, DeSantis said he's against a plan by the Biden administration that would look into whether the U.S. government should create a central bank digital currency, which would essentially issue a digital version of currency that could be used the same way as regular dollars. Even though a CBDC has yet to be established by the federal government, DeSantis and other Republican lawmakers are opposed to the idea. Check this out. DeSantis said at the news conference that the establishment of a CBDC would allow the government to spy on Americans and control their behavior. What are they going to do? What are they going to want to do here? If you go and buy too much gasoline, they won't allow you to use this to make a transaction. Who knows? Maybe they won't let you purchase a firearm, DeSantis said. Okay. So you have that happening in Florida. At the same time, you have that happening, you have, which is a red state, you have another red state here off shiftgold.com. Oklahoma bill would help minimize the impact of central bank digital currency. This is February 28th. There has been a lot of talk about central bank digital currency, CBDCs. The powers that be sell CBDCs on the promise of convenience and security. So again, this is how they present it. This is going to be so convenient and so secure. It says, but in reality, they are part of a broader war on cash and a push to give governments even more control and power over you and me. Digital currencies could allow governments to track and even control everybody's spending. But some state legislators are pushing back against CBDCs and working to implement laws to protect people in their state from this excessive federal government control. Last week, an Oklahoma House committee unanimously passed a bill that would require brick-and-mortar businesses and government agencies in the state to accept cash for payment of goods and services. The bill would protect Oklahomans from being forced to adopt a central bank digital currency. Representative Clay Stairs introduced 1633 House bill. Under the proposed law, a retail establishment would be prohibited from requiring payment by credit card or a central bank digital currency during normal business hours. Retail establishments also could not legally prohibit the use of cash nor penalize cash customers. It says on February 22nd, the House Business and Commerce Committee passed 1633 by an 8-0 vote. In effect, this bill would protect Oklahomans' right to use cash and shield them from being required to use a central bank digital currency. Oklahoma isn't the only state considering legislation to limit CBDCs. Provisions in a Missouri legal tender bill would prohibit any public entity of the state from requiring payment in the form of a digital currency, including a CBDC. okay? And then it goes on to talk about the difference between like Bitcoin or crypto, okay, whereas a CBDC is backed by government, whereas Bitcoin is more so outside of the government and it's its own network of money. At least in theory, that's how it, you know, how it is. So it goes more in here. I'm not going to go into all these things, but you can read this article on your own. So what do we have going on here where you have different states now going the opposite direction of the federal government? Because if the federal government is saying this is federal, that means all states must comply. Well, what happens when you have Florida, Oklahoma, certain states, Missouri, other states join in and say, you know what? We're putting in bills to say that you can't do that for our state. So what we're looking at happening here, and it's not happening just for this specific reason, but it will be for other reasons that will also add to this particular reason, is you're looking at different states separating themselves from the union, as in shattered union or a civil war. So what you see, what you're seeing happening, where you're going to have your you know, red states who all are looking to have, you know, gold or some form of physical bartering or payment, and you're going to have your blue states, which are going to be based upon the federal government for digital payments backed by CBDC, right? You have two, and that's just on the money side of politics, not all the other things politically that are going to be going on that's going to cause this divide. Civil war, right? Let's keep going here. This comes off Natural News. It says, U.S. bank saw worst withdrawal panic ever in March. Another $65 billion pooled by commercial depositors. So what happened in March was the worst banking crisis when you're talking about withdrawals in U.S. history. Okay, banking panic. It says, in the latest week for which there is data, commercial bank deposits plummeted by another $64.7 billion, this marking the 10th decrease in a row over the past several months. So this wasn't just a one-time thing, 1 week. This is a 10th straight decrease over a period of months. Fears about the integrity of American banking appear to be driving depositors away from holding their cash at banks, with commercial deposits having dropped by $105 billion in the two-week period that ended on March 29th. So on one hand, you have the banks collapsing, people taking money out. On the other hand, you have a new system coming in, a Federal Reserve, FedNow, CBDC system coming in, while the other side is collapsing and crashing. So while one side is falling, the other is rising out of its ashes. This is the highest drop ever recorded since Federal Reserve data first started being compiled back in 1973, by the way, and the more than $45 billion decrease in deposits that occurred in the second of those 2 weeks primarily occurred at smaller banks. Okay. It says credit conditions have worsened right back down to pandemic levels. What happens next as far as the trend, this trend goes, will largely be determined by the Fed's so-called H8 report. So a lot of what's happening right now is based upon what the Federal Reserve is doing also. When they put out their reports, when they raise and lower interest rates, at the same time, they're looking to launch FedNow in July this year. It says, right now, credit conditions are already as dismal as they were at the onset of the pandemic, and banks are likely to become increasingly more cautious about extending credit in the coming months as things further unravel. Even though we are technically already in a recession based on traditional indicators, the government continues to tell the public that we are not there yet, but could be soon due to all these financial issues. So again, their job is to convince you everything's fine, everything's normal. At the same time, telling you this is the new normal. Okay, so there's more here. I'm going to keep going so we can get through this in a timely manner. And so you have those people that may say, okay, what's happening now is just happening in the United States, right? So the rest of the world is fine when it comes to money. You have to worry about it. This is only happening in the United States. So as long as you do something that, whether you're living outside the U.S. or you're investing outside the U.S., whatever the case is, you're fine, because when the dollar collapses, it's only going to affect America. Okay, only the United States is putting forth this CBDC, central bank currency of their country. Is that the case? Let's take a look here and see. This comes on Zero Hedge. BRICS nations developing new currency as quest for global de-dollarization accelerates. We just talked about the BRICS nations at the beginning of this broadcast. Brazil, Russia, India, China, Saudi Arabia. They're looking to develop a new currency. Not look to trade in a new currency, which they're doing now. But on top of that, they're looking to develop a new currency aside from trading in their current currencies, to show you that the whole world is on board with a new currency, not just the U.S. So we're going to show you how all of them are working together for this currency. They will eventually be one currency. Okay, where all these steps and things that are happening is just incremental to get us to that one in all things, not just money, but all things, just like it was under Nimrod in the Tower of Babel, right? That we can all be one. It says China and Brazil recently finalized a trade deal in their own currencies, completely bypassing the dollar, but that's not the only bad news for the world reserve currency. Right, there it goes, going up in flames. Last week, a Russian official announced that the BRICS nations are working to develop a new currency. Another sign that the dollar dominance is waning. A new global currency is coming, family. Okay, while America's working on its CBDC and its new currency, the BRICS nations are working on theirs. So you have the State Duma Deputy Chairman Alexander Babakov said the transition to settlements in national currencies is the first step. We've already seen this occur with recent oil deals between India and Russia being settled in currencies other than dollars, basically saying the first step in this is to no longer use the dollar and to use our own currencies to trade. That's the first step, which they're doing. The next one is to provide the circulation of digital or any other form of a fundamentally new currency in the nearest future. I think that at the BRICS leader summits, the readiness to realize this project will be announced. Such works are underway, and this is scheduled for August. It says, Babakov told the BRICS that the BRICS nations are developing a strategy that does not defend the dollar or euro, and that a single currency would likely emerge within BRICS, pegged to gold or other groups of products, rare earth elements, or soil. All right. And so just so we're aware here, it didn't have South Africa listed, but the S in BRICS is actually South Africa. Saudi Arabia is a new kid on the block for the BRICS. So you have Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And this block accounts for about 40% of the global population and a quarter of the global GDP. Okay, Iran applied last year. Saudi Arabia, Algeria, UAE, Egypt, Argentina, Mexico, and Nigeria are looking to join. All right, so this is the world moving away from America, which is Bible prophecy. Okay, we talked about the 10 horns, making the whore naked, desolate, eating her flesh. This is all part of that happening, what we're seeing right now. Primarily the 10 horns being Europe, but of course you have these other countries that are working together with the 10 horns. They're getting ready for the reign of the next empire, which is the 10 horns, after America is gone. And see, this is the beautiful thing about the Bible, because when you understand the Bible in its correct understanding, right, you can see these things happening, and it just totally confirms what you already know. Right, what you have known for, you know, however long, maybe you didn't know. And now being able to show this happening in our reality and then connect the dots to show, okay, this is what the Bible said would happen, it may actually be able to convert those who were unbelievers, or maybe those who maybe didn't understand the proper understanding. So we're watching this play out in a movie you've already read the script for. We've already read the script for America's destruction. We're just watching it happen now on the big screen, right? Real time in our day-to-day lives. We're actually living in the fall of the Titanic, known as America, which the Bible calls Babylon, the daughter of Babylon, right? And it just goes on to talk about how the dollar is continuing to fall, how it's continued to fall over the past few years. You know, the United States has used its dollar hegemony to actually, you know, expand its empire and to rule and to control and to bully and terrorize the world. Well, all that's coming to an end. And that power is fixing to transfer to a new power, the next beast that's going to rule. So we're going to talk about, because all this is happening, what's this current beast known as America going to do to try to hold on to the remaining little power that it has left? Okay, all the debt. You know, no other country would have been able to get away with all this debt if it didn't have the economic power that America has, the world reserve currency. Without that, America wouldn't have been able to get away with all this debt, 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 debt. Everything's debt. All the people in America are in debt. Have, you know, who in America can say that they have zero debt on their name? All right? And so because of this, America's able to sell the debt in treasuries, right, in IOUs. And then other countries buy those treasuries in IOU, meaning that their agreement is to get paid back the money that they're loaning to America. So this has been one big Ponzi scheme. What happens when those countries come to collect and America's broke and don't got the money? They've given it all away, right now giving it all away to Ukraine. Well, people then become the payment. The land in America now being divided between different countries now becomes the payment. People, land, and resources. And that's the part they're not telling you. More on this global, on how this is a rise of a global mark of the beast, digital, global currency system. How many of you all have heard of the latest project they ran? Because we normally like to run projects and operations. How many of you have heard of Project Icebreaker? It says here, Project Icebreaker, the beginning of a one-world digital currency system, published April 11th, 2023. This was yesterday. So hot off the presses news. Let's watch the video for this Project Icebreaker here. Fair use. Make sure I say that, fair use. Israel, Norway, and who is the last one? I can see the flag. I'm trying to hear it again. Israel, Norway, and Sweden have joined together in Project Icebreaker. And you ask yourself, what has Israel got to do with two European countries? And why are they running a project together dealing with CBDC, digital currencies, central government bank currencies? With the same time the BRICS are looking for a new currency, the same time America is looking to launch Fed now, Israel, Norway, and Sweden are running Project Icebreaker. Now, is this all coincidence, family, that all this is happening at the same time that U.S. dollar is losing all its power and banks are collapsing, bank runs are happening in the U.S. right now? Is it all coincidence? Now, again, on the surface, this all looks fine and dandy because you're thinking to yourself, yeah, when it comes to sending money, who doesn't want the convenience to be able to send money, especially when you're talking about internationally, right? But we cannot bypass convenience and accept ignorance in its place. We cannot be ignorant to the things that are going on and that could be going on with such fully understand them to help us better understand what's happening in our reality. And in turn, it helps us understand Bible prophecy. Project Icebreaker, breaking new paths for cross-border payments. You know, kind of like when you break the ice. So is this them helping break the ice and get us accustomed to the new CBDC systems that they're putting in place? I don't think it's just by chance. This is called Project Icebreaker. And we're all familiar with when you break the ice. Okay? Breaking the ice, getting people comfortable with the idea of this type of system. So let's read the article here. Project Icebreaker, the beginning of a one-world digital currency system. There has been extensive discussion in the past couple of years within alternative media circles about the dangers of CBDCs, a currency framework very similar to blockchain-based products like Bitcoin, but directly controlled by central bankers. It's a threat that some analysts, including myself, have been writing about for more than a decade, so it's good to finally see the issue being addressed more in the mainstream. The Orwellian nature of CBDCs cannot be overstated. In a cashless society, most people would be dependent on digital products for exchanging goods and labor, and this would, of course, mean the end of all privacy in trade. Everything you buy or sell or work for in your life would be recorded, and this lack of anonymity would be used to stifle your freedoms in the future. For example, say you like to eat steak regularly, but the increasingly authoritarian government decides to list red meat as a health risk and a climate change risk due to carbon emissions from cows. They determine by your purchase history, which they have full access to, that you have contributed more carbon pollution than most people by eating red meat often. They declare that you must pay a retroactive carbon tax on your past purchases of red meat. Not only that, but your insurance company sends you a letter indicating that you are a medical risk and they cut off your health coverage. Or maybe they even cut off your life insurance policy. Just throwing that in there. Products you consume and services you use can be tracked to create a psychological profile on you, which could then become a factor in determining your social credit score, just as CCP authorities do in China today. Maybe you refuse to purchase an annual medical procedure, and the tracking algorithm makes a note of this. Now you are under suspicion for being anti. Your social credit score plummets, cutting you off from various public venues. Maybe you are even fired from your job. In the worst case scenario, though economic access is the greatest oppressive tool, with CBDCs in place and no physical cash in existence, your savings will never truly be yours, and you'll never be able to hold your purchasing power in your hands. The means of exchange would be bottlenecked by the banks, and governments would have the option to freeze your ability to transact. If one day you get angry about a particular government policy, and openly call the system corrupt on social media, they can simply shut off your option to transfer your digital money to others until you submit or die. CBDCs give establishment officials the leverage to starve their political opponents with algorithmic precision. It would be a new world of technocratic oppression. It's important to understand that central bankers are moving at breakneck speed to develop and introduce digital currencies, not a matter of experimentation. They already have these systems ready to implement. The Federal Reserve's Instant Transfer Program, FedNow, is set to debut this July, which is not a CBDC, but it is an intermediary step towards instituting CBDCs in the near term. Again, these are incremental steps, just like Project Icebreaker is not necessarily the CBDC or the one world currency itself, but it's another step to get that much closer to it. These are steps, big steps being taken here. In my investigations of various CBDC programs and how quickly they are progressing, I came across an interesting program called Project Icebreaker being run by the Bank for International Settlements. For those not aware, the BIS is a globalist institution with a clandestine past known as the Central Banks. It is the policy-making hub for most of the central banks in the world. So BIS is the head honcho, so to speak, of central banks. They're the forerunner. Okay, the reason why it's called Icebreaker. Okay, they're going to break the ice with this project here. If you ever wondered how it was possible for so many national central banks to operate in tandem with each other instead of acting in the interest of the countries they reside in, the BIS is the answer. In other words, organizations like the Federal Reserve are not necessarily loyal to Americans or to the American officials. They are loyal to the dictates of the BIS. The BIS is the forefront of the movement towards the adoption of CBDCs. They have been funding a vast array of projects to test and refine CBDC technology. And as of this year, they estimate that at least 81 central banks around the world are in the midst of introducing digital currency systems. Project Icebreaker in particular grabbed my attention for a number of reasons. The BIS described the project as a foreign exchange clearinghouse for retail CBDCs, which are digital currencies used by the regular public and businesses, enabling the currencies to be traded from country to country quickly and efficiently. This is accomplished using the Icebreaker Hub, a BIS-controlled mechanism which facilitates data transfers for an array of transactions while connecting banks to other banks. Okay, also finding out that this functions almost exactly like the SWIFT payment system, which is used by many governments and international banks. More than 10,000 financial institutions in 212 different countries use SWIFT when it comes to transferring money. Let's see what else we have here. It says, consider this, however. What if all monetary transactions were centralized through CBDCs and the BIS controlled the hub in which all retail CBDCs are exchanged globally? This is what Icebreaker is. Okay, so this is like the currency brain of the beast, to be able to bring it all together and function and make it one, right? All right, there's more in here, but you all will be able to read this on your own. I mean, so much more meat here on this bone. But I just want to just give you all a little bit here from each of the things we're dealing with and talking about. And so let's say you're a naysayer, or you're just a person who thinks that, you know, this is all overblown. It's not, you know, it's not going to end up being what you think it is. You're not going to have the control to control how you spend. But say you're one of those people that you think this, and you could be right, right? It's a possibility. You could be right. Just looking at things from a everyday perspective. Okay, us knowing the Bible, we know what the Bible says. And so with that, we stand on that, knowing that this is what it's leading to. But let's say you're just an everyday person, you don't maybe understand the Bible or believe in it. Well, how about you get it from the horse's mouth that that's what this is? So when we come over here to Natural News, we have an article. Euro bank chief admits central bank digital currency will be used to control populations. So you actually have European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde admitting that a digital euro will be used in a limited way to control the payments that people can make. Video. So let's check this video out with Christine Lagarde, who's the president of the European Central Bank, and that this currency will have control over it. It will be used for control. So all that for those people who maybe not sure or don't believe that, you can hear it from the president of the Europe Central Bank, and you can hear it from her directly on what it's going to be. Fair use. And so this man asked her the question, and she totally ignored the question. She didn't go into the reasons why. She just basically stated that they were protesting. We didn't state exactly why they're protesting, right? Exactly. It's a reason for that. But Ben goes on to tell on herself. So I guess in Europe, they have a policy to where you can only spend so much physical cash at once. And where she said you go on the gray market, which sounds like some type of social credit scoring system. I have to do some research on that. I wasn't familiar with that. Anybody from Europe or maybe familiar with that can maybe speak on that. Right? But let's keep going here. There will be control. You're right. There will be control. That's all I need to hear. But she's trying to make it seem like, oh, it's going to be limited. Well, how do you know it's going to be limited? How can you control that it'll be limited control? Right? How can you predict that? How can you make sure that it stays limited? That's the key thing. That's the key question I have. So now it goes into terrorism, terrorist attacks. See, the 0% control could be dangerous. But with them having control, that there's no room for anything being dangerous there. You just have to trust them. Right? You have to trust these same people who time and time again have made all type of blunders, disastrous mistakes with their policies. I want you to keep controlling, trusting them to give them the control. And that 0% control is dangerous because of terrorism. Right, so that they always have the boogeyman to scare you into the trap. Nothing about any of these people that are in places of power that they could possibly become terrorists, like men of the past who have rose up as dictators. I'm not going to say their names here on this platform, but there's absolutely no possibility that they could become terrorists. These people. No, it's the other possibility with 0% control. That's the only way terrorism can come in. right? So just a few more things here, and then we're going to conclude, go through some scriptures. A couple more videos, and then I'm going to go into some scriptures here and break it down biblically, right? It says here, the last war we can afford to fight, Tucker Carlson sounds alarm over de-dollarization, slams Biden admin for pissing off world. As we've noted several times of late, a growing number of countries are threatening the U.S. dollar status as the global reserve currency by conducting global trade without it. You know, the things Saddam and Gaddafi threatened to do before they were liberated from their mortal coils for other stated reasons, right? You know how it turned out for Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi. So let's go down to this video here, Tucker Carlson. The end of dollar dominance will be awful for all. Fair use, fair use, fair use. So now we talked about it, and, you know, Tucker Carlson is going to talk about it in this news clipping here. The Ukraine war. What was America's reaction to said invasion, so-called? So see how these sanctions on Russia has now, or back then, started all these countries then getting together and say, well, you know what? If this is what America is going to do, let us just trade amongst each other. We don't need America. You know, we have our own currencies. We'll trade amongst ourselves in our own currencies if this is what America is going to do. See, so now when that starts to happen, these sanctions no longer have an effect on Russia, but have a blowback ricochet effect on the United States, because now it shoots you in the foot. And so that started this moving away from dealing with America and, you know, in turn, America suiciding itself through sanctions on Russia. Russia has the largest resource economy in the world, and you think that putting sanctions on them is going to stop them from surviving? You think other countries are going to not do business with the largest resource provider in the world? Really, what it did was just show how many countries don't care for America. Because if they cared for America, they would have stood lockstep with America and said, you know what, regardless of what resources Russia has to offer, we're going to boycott. We're not going to do business with Russia until Russia's the invasion. Well, the exact opposite happened. And we're going to talk about that and the whole reason this was done after this video. But just so you can understand from a political standpoint, just the insanity of these policies. And to show you the hypocrisy in all this, right, for America, let's take a look since 2000, all the illegal wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, on and on and on and on, all those illegal wars. And you mean to tell me America has the nerve to then try to come in and put sanctions on a country that they're saying that they're doing exactly what they're saying Russia's doing? Is this not the same thing that you as a country, not only just in the past 20 years, but has done since its inception, is invade and colonize other countries. So that for me is what really stands out. It's all the hypocrisy in this on top of the insanity. And they are also doing that right now with, what was that? Was that Ghana? Or no, Uganda. Uganda just passed that law, that, anti-sodomite law. And now America's looking to cut off the aid and all these different things from these countries, like in Africa, that are now going against this letter. There's this letter agenda that's out here for sodomites, right? So again, this is prophetic. America is dumping all of its assets, okay? Pumping up other countries with federal aid, pumping China up with more oil in 1 year than all the other years combined from America's oil reserves. This is a controlled demolition, a planned implosion of America happening before our eyes. This no one could be at the wheel and be this incompetent. They put the man that they put in place to make it justifiable as the incompetence. Well, look at who's in position. Biden. A man who cannot put two sentences together. So it more so, explains and justifies it and makes you accept the reality of what's going on, because who's at the wheel. How is this the single most important event in the world right now? At one point, Ukraine was a part of Russia, right? America is the biggest war mongering country that's ever existed. It's the last country that should be speaking about what some other countries doing when it comes to war or looking to get entangled in another war. So this is the most important event in world history, more important than your own citizens starving, more important than you collapsing your own economy. See, the only way you can understand this is to understand that this is all being done intentionally. The only thing that makes sense. Nothing else about this makes sense. Right? No one is this dumb. No one is this incompetent. So it's not rocket science. It's pretty easy to understand, right, what's happening and what all this means. And currency wars lead to what? Our last video here before we go into scriptures. Three catastrophic wars to complete the banker's reset. All right, we'll watch this video and then we're going to come back, go into the scriptures and close out this broadcast. So not only has America sent all the money to Ukraine, sent all the oil to China, even though they're saying they're about to go to war with China, right, to show you it's just all one big lie. They sent all the ammunition, the military arms to Ukraine, and now doesn't have any ammunition to defend itself in a war, right? How much does one have to hear to understand and see what's going on and see that this is all being done on purpose, right? So when you read Jeremiah 50, Jeremiah 51, it totally makes sense when it talks about the fall of Babylon, right? And how Babylon will not be able to defend herself and how she'll be taken. All these things are just popping out prophetically that you read, you know, throughout the whole Bible, but definitely Jeremiah chapter 50 and chapter 51. And when I hear these particular bullet points, so currency wars lead to world war. So America looking to go to war on three fronts: Ukraine with Russia, Taiwan with China, and Iran with Israel, all the while America doesn't have any ammunition to fight with. No ammunition, no money, no morale. The country's been totally demoralized. People have been poisoned by the things happening in and around our environment and reality. So now, let us go to the scriptures as we close out. Right, while I'm getting these scriptures, also one thing to note as well, that Biden has declared that the pandemic has come to an end officially this week. So just like that, the virus has come and gone, and it's like it never happened. But yet there was a reaction to the event that did happen, and now we're going to start to see and have been seeing the grave effects of the reaction that people and the solution with the reaction that they had to choosing the solution to the virus that's come and gone. Let's go to Revelation, I believe chapter 6 here. Yes, Revelation 6 talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So I want to deal with the inflation first to show you that the inflation is spoken of in scripture. So all the things we talked about with the banks, and you have a situation where, okay, people aren't dealing with the U.S. dollar anymore. So what does the U.S. do? They just start printing more money. Well, what does that lead to? That leads to hyperinflation. Sanctions against a country that just now bypasses the country that's the reserve, and they bypass their currency to trade in their own currency. So now those sanctions backfire on you. What does that lead to? More inflation. So when we go to Revelation chapter 6, starting in verse 5, it says, "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see,' and I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand." What are balances? Balances are used to weigh things out. So in one balance you may have, let's say for instance, food. When you put your food on a balance or a scale at the supermarket, what rings up is the weight, and based upon that weight comes a price. So the price is going to balance out the weight of the food. So what we're seeing is a balancing happening here. What is worth, what is a resource's worth, whether it be food, clothing, bills that you pay, right? What is the amount that's going to actually set the balances straight to pay for the cost, right? So what this black horse is measuring. And then it goes into, now it's going to go into the inflation. Verse 6, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the wine, the oil and the wine. So when we go into this, we've talked about this before, we brought this out before. When you go into this word in the Greek for a penny, it is denarion, Greek Strong's G1220, is a denarius or 10 donkeys. Now we know good and well, we could not buy 10 donkeys with a penny. Maybe in this time you could have bought 10 donkeys with a penny, but that just once again shows the inflation, right? But it says here, a Roman silver coin, this is the Thayer definition, it took its name from it being equal to 10 donkeys, a number after 217 BC increased to 16, about 3.898 grams or 0.1375 ounces. It was the principal silver coin of the Roman Empire. From the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, it would seem that a denarius was the ordinary pay for a day's wages. So now what you make in a day is now being weighed, scale. And now verse 6 is telling us what you make in a day won't even be worth but a loaf of bread. You can work all day long and you'll get a loaf of bread or a piece of bread from a full day's work. That's inflation. Okay, your money has no value. Not only just your money, but your wage now. What is now your wage been inflated to? Working all day and all you can get from that is a loaf of bread or a piece of bread. What about all your bills? That means you don't have enough money to pay for your house note or your car note, bills, you know, your utilities and upkeeps and all these things. You don't have money to pay for none of that. You barely have enough money to eat. So that's what Revelation 6 is actually going into and showing us when these horses are riding, what society is becoming as they ride. And then, of course, as you go into verse 8, then it leads to death because of the famine. Right? This is basically a famine. Right, so we're seeing the beginnings of that, what we're reading here in Revelation chapter 6. Now, and when you precept this to Daniel chapter 9, which we read last week, talking about the daily sacrifice shall be taken away. So what this inflation is leading us up to is the daily sacrifice being taken away, because that's the day's wages, right? That's the money. That's what you can eat with, breaking bread daily, which now takes us to the mark of the beast system that's going to have to be put in place, because the old system was inflated. It wasn't working. Things were collapsing and crashing. Just trust us to convert over into this new system. You won't have to worry about food. You're not going to have to worry about paying your bills. That's what all this inflation is going to lead us over into, the daily sacrifice being taken away, leading us into the mark of the beast. So let's go to Revelation 18 now. Staying in the book of Revelation 18, I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So America falling morally, falling economically, falling in every sense of the word falling, falling off the world stage of the superpower. People are no longer looking to deal in dollars and bypass the dollar. America falling into sodomy, all types of things centered around sodomy. All types of crime, debauchery. And through this fall comes what? Demons, demonic possession. Because through the fall of, you know, these things happening, it's going to lead to people indulging and going deeper into sin to feed the demons that it's become a habitation for. The demons have to eat. You are the vessel through which they eat, and the demons are going crazy like a swarm of bees or a frenzy of sharks tearing up, you know, a carcass or lions tearing up a carcass. How these demons must eat. So as America is falling, it's also trying to hold on to its power at the same time. So then that takes us over to Revelation 13. Right, we talked about this last broadcast too, to show you that this beast that we're reading of in Revelation 13 is the same empire, the same country we just read about in Revelation 18 that has fallen. When you go to Revelation 13, it talks about this beast that exercises power as the beast, the first beast before it, right, which was Rome, whose deadly wound was healed through America. Now, through America, Rome has been revived. America doeth great wonders, make fire come down from heaven on earth, dropping bombs on countries, right? Who can make war with this beast? Who can withstand and come against this superpower? Right? Everybody worshiping this beast, the image, the culture. And if you drop down to verse 10 here, this beast that cometh out of the earth, verse 16, tells us, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So we're seeing this starting to happen now with, again, no pun intended, said now, America's new step towards the Federal Reserve Digital Currency, or CBDC, CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. So it would only make sense that the country who is still the world reserve currency would be the one to institute this mark where you cannot buy or sell. And because America's economy is collapsing, it's collapsed, a new system is going to rise up in its place. And so what we're seeing with this Fed now is the beginning of this Mark of the Beast digital global currency system. All other countries are now also working on in the background. So once America has its CBDC in place, all the other countries are going to have theirs in place, and then it's all going to connect and be one currency worldwide, okay? But America is the forerunner. America is the one that's going to be the initiator, the first initiate of this mark, and then it's going to then be instituted globally, worldwide, right? And if you're not going to take this mark, or you're not going to be a part of the culture, because now you're talking about social credit systems, all that attached, if your carbon footprint's too high, or you said something against LGBTQ community, Now they're going to cut off, just through the digital switch, your ability to buy and sell. Because if you read verse 15, it says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast would both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So that's what this mark is going to have the ability to do, is to tie everything in together now. It's going to be all tied together. Your social credit, your passports, everything is tied. Your health insurance and your health care, everything is going digital. And if you're not going to get down with this system, you're not going to get down with this culture. They call it woke, right? This woke culture, then you are going to die. Okay? If you're not going to take its mark, you're going to die. If by no other reason, you'll starve to death because you're not going to be able to buy food. Okay? So, well, this in a nutshell concludes, and again, just scratching the surface of many, hopefully many more broadcasts to continue to dive in to this content of what's happening right now in our economy, in our economic system, when it comes to the rise of the mark of the beast, digital global currency system. This will be a global system. Being started, primarily being led by America, the World Reserve Currency. All right. So that is our broadcast for tonight. Again, wanted to fill in for the elders who couldn't make it on tonight. They should be on A Gathering 144 tomorrow, most high willing. And wanted to come on and give you brothers and sisters, the family, some content tonight. I didn't want to skip out and not be on with the challenges of being on a Wednesday versus being on a Friday. So hopefully the information we've talked about is edifying, and it's reconfirming a lot of things we've already spoke on, a lot of other things that we talked about many, many years now. We're living in it. We're living in it, family. But again, this is no time for panic, no time for being afraid or fearful. It just means it's time to get more serious, right? You just got to continue to keep working hard and, you know, doing the will of the Creator, right? Heavenly Father's given us all a job to do. He's put us all here for a reason. We have to tap into that. You know, what is our purpose? What is my will for him, from him, for me to do? I have to tap into that and just continue to work hard at it and just get more serious every day and continue to stay diligent and endure until the end. And as long as we're doing that, then tribulation is going to come, hard times are going to come, but we'll be protected. We won't be exempt from the hard times to come, but we will have hope. If nothing else, we will have hope in these times with a light at the end of the tunnel to the kingdom. All right, so bless you, brothers and sisters. Thank you again for your support, being here. And until next time, more than likely on a Friday night, see you for another broadcast of Coming Out of Babylon. Bless you all, and Shalom.